This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Right now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, the child won't understand this. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 34-year-old single mother. I have had the same best friend for 20 years, and she is my daughter's godmother. My daughter's father died when she was 2 years old, and my best friend said she would always be there for my child. Well, she has not kept her promise. My daughter is 7 years old now, and she has a spicy personality and behavioral problems. She acts out when she's upset, and she has a problem with being disrespectful to adults. I've tried everything to discipline her, but nothing has worked. This past Saturday, her godmother took her to a birthday party for me so I could rest and nurse a cold. Within 30 minutes of leaving, my child walked back in, yelled at the top of her lungs at her godmother. The godmother said that as soon as she got to the party, this child of mine insulted the birthday girl and told her that her hair was a mess, her party decorations were terrible, and her house was stinky. My best friend said she was so embarrassed, she drugged my daughter out of the party, kicking and screaming. I know my friend was very upset, but I thought as an adult, she should have handled it. A few hours later, I called my best friend to see if she cooled off. She said she wasn't mad, but she is done with my daughter for good. She denounced her title as the godmother of my child.
Yeah, man.
I didn't even know you could do that. She doesn't want my child to interfere with our friendship. I'm like, what? Who does that? I tried reasoning with her, but she kept saying that she's not changing her mind. It's going to devastate my child because she loves her godmother. So how will I tell my child that her godmother quit her? I'm so upset. Well, I mean, really, can you blame her, though? I mean, no one likes a bad butt child. Just no one likes bad babies type kids. No one likes them but their parents. Sorry, and you're her mom. So, you know, I mean, truth be told, her godmother might come back if little goddaughter, you know, is better behaved. But I just got to ask, where is she getting this attitude? I mean, at 7 years old, what kind of little friends does she have? She's disrespectful, as she showed at the party. She's unruly. She's way too grown. She's just a bad little kid. I mean, what is wrong? Are you doing your part as mom?
You ain't saying what I want you to say.
As her mother, I think you got to know that this is more than what you call a spicy personality. I think you're overlooking this whole thing because she's your daughter. I think you just can't wait for the godmother to come over and discipline your child. The stuff that your godmother does every once in a while, every now and then, that's not going to stick. That's not going to stay with your child. It really isn't. You know, and she could very well be through with your daughter because your daughter did act up. The question is, why is she doing all this? And if it's going to devastate your child so much because she loves her godmother, maybe, you know, that would reel your daughter in and make her behave better. But I think the best thing to do is to get your daughter into some kind of therapy right away. I know people will disagree with me. Some are just going to say you should whoop her a little behind.
Hello.
I know people are going to say that. But, I mean, she's only seven. She's only seven.
You ain't get your...
They beat me at seven.
At four? Hell.
But anyway, that's what I think about this because, you know, she suffered a major loss. I mean, even though she was only 2 years old, you're a single mom. There is no man in the home. She could just be acting out. So get her into some therapy. Okay, Steve?
Please. Oh, okay. Please, Uncle Steve.
Oh, I thought you had more. Oh, okay. Okay. Everybody ready?
Yes, yes sir. Yes. We're ready.
You're a 34-year-old single mother. You got this best friend you done had for 20 years. She's your daughter's godmother. That's a given title. That's just, you know, when you're somebody godmother, godfather, that's just a title. You ain't really supposed to do nothing. Not really, dog. This is just, you know, you don't really supposed to do nothing. It just, that's your godmother, that's your god cousin, that's your god brother. Yeah. You ain't really supposed to do nothing. All right. She said her father died when she was two, and your best friend said she'd always be there for your child. Everybody say that. Don't nobody mean that.
Oh, God.
Let's just don't be real. Who mean that? I'll always be there for your child. That mean I'll always know them. Her name Brenda? Yes, Brenda. Bashiqua? Yes, Bashiqua. Well, she has not kept her promise. My daughter is 7 years old now. She has a spicy personality and behavioral problem. Pump your brakes right there. 7 year old with a spicy personality and behavioral problems. You know what that means? This little heifer crazy. 7 year old little heifer crazy. No, I ain't no Steve nothing. She acts out when she's upset, and here go the big one. She got a problem with being disrespectful to adults. You know why? Because she's been allowed.
Hello.
Yeah,
now, when I come back, here come the truth.
Mm-mm. All right. Mm-mm. All right, we're going to have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject of today's Strawberry Letter, the child won't understand this. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. The child won't understand this.
Well.
What?
34-year-old lady got a friend, been their friend 20 years. Mm-hmm. Got a little girl. The little girl father died when she was 2. The lady that's been her friend is her godmother. We've discussed this. That don't mean nothing.
That title, that term.
That's just a throwaway line. That's like, hey, Happy New Year. Anybody give a how your year go? We just got this year ourselves.
You're so wrong.
Ain't that happy, buddy?
Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
It's just tradition.
Yeah, it's just tradition.
Don't nobody really care.
Hi, how are you today? Like, as I give a... No, I really don't want to know how you do today. I want you to say I'm fine. I don't want to hear about your problems. God, mother, God, father, same thing. How you doing? How you feel today? We don't really want to know that. Now, she said she'd always be there for the little girl and she ain't kept a promise. The little girl, 7 years old, she got a spicy personality and behavior problems. Slash, that means this little heifer crazy. She acts out when she's upset. Okay. And she has a problem with being disrespectful to adults. And you know why she has a problem with being disrespectful to adults? Because she has been allowed to be disrespectful to adults and ain't been no consequence. I have tried everything to discipline her, but nothing has worked. Oh, no, you ain't. Oh, no, you ain't.
You ain't did everything.
You ain't did everything. If you did everything, you wouldn't be writing this letter. You've tried some things. You ain't done everything.
What has she tried, Steve?
Oh, time out. That ain't work. Told her she couldn't go outside. Don't nobody give it about that no more.
That's true.
So what?
That's true. Don't nobody go outside.
Go to your room. Hell, that's where my computer at. I'm good.
I'm cool, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to get you nothing for Christmas. Heifer, I got a whole year for you to change your mind.
Yeah.
I've tried everything, but nothing has worked. You ain't tried everything, but let's move on. Let's move on. This past Saturday, her godmother took her to a birthday party for me. Now, keep in mind, who took her now?
Godmommy.
Her godmother. The throwaway title. Now,
empty.
This ain't the mama took her. Her grandmother, her godmother took her. This party for me so I could rest and nurse a cold. 30 minutes after leaving, my child walked back in the house yelling at the top of her lungs at her godmother. You don't bring me back to this party. I just went to the party. How you gonna bring me back home, Heifer? You don't bring me back home. I brought you back home because you can't drive. You back in this house because you don't know how to act. The godmother said as soon as she got to the party, this child of mine insulted the birthday girl, told her that her hair was a mess, her party decorations was terrible, and her house was stinking. We got to get this heifer out of here. See, the godmother said, I got to get this little ignorant heifer out this woman's house. Oh, she hear this and kill everybody in here. It wasn't the little girl she was concerned about. It was the little girl who mama threw the party that then invited your daughter over to the house that ain't bought a gift. You know why? Because she funky and she got a bad attitude. So she just over there insulting some people's house. So your best friend says she was so embarrassed she drug her daughter out the party kicking and screaming like she was supposed to. Because you know why? She the godmother. She ain't got to invest no more of her day in this little heifer. Your little girl crazy. I know my friend was very upset, but I thought as an adult she could have handled it better.
Oh, you talking about handled it better to the little girl that's disrespectful to adults?
Right.
You thought she could have handled it better? I agree with you right there. I think she could have handled it better, too. Think of what I'd have did as soon as she said something about the little girl messed up hair. I'd have messed her hair. Now you're both standing here with your hair all over your head. How you like that? And then I'd have said something about her dress. I'd have threw punch on her dress. Now everybody outfit messed up. And I'd have stuffed one of them balloons in her little ragged-ass mouth because she keep running it. That's how I'd have handled it. Oh, we'd have stayed at the party because I'm not going to the party and don't get no cake. So we're not leaving this party right here. I'm going to get some cake. I like going to kids' party because kids' party have good cake.
I love cake. Yes, they do.
Because some of them have a little crazy writing on it, but it'd be red velvet on the inside. So I don't know why you think we finna leave this party about this cake. I'd have beat your daughter and bought her back. But see, you know why she don't beat your daughter? Because she just a godmother. Now, she was the grandmother. She brought your little baby back home with a couple wounds on her. But no, she brought this little crazy heifer back. A few hours later, I called my best friend to see if she'd cool off. She said she wasn't mad, but she's done with my daughter for good. I'm through. I don't want to be the godmother. anyway, I ain't never want to be the godmother no way. But you said you'd be there for life. This far as I go, I ain't be there no more. I've been there for 7 years. I ain't finna be there no more. I'm just a godmother. I ain't finna be it no more. I will finish this letter when I come back because I got more to say. I got more to say. Go say shit.
All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up, Steve has part three of the Strawberry Letter. The subject is the child won't understand this. And we'll be back right after this. All right. So, Steve, back to the Strawberry Letter. This is part three, by the way.
Part three of a letter of a seven-year-old that ain't got no home training, behavioral problems, a funky attitude. Cause when her godmother went and picked her up to take her to a party for her sick friend, got to the party. Now, her friend wasn't really sick. Her friend knew what was going to happen at the party and decided she wasn't going over to the party. Let me take somebody else to the party. Take this little crazy heifer, go over here and show out. And that's exactly what she did. Took her little crazy over there, insulted the girl's hair, talked about the decorations and everything. Now, I can't get no cake. Now, I done drove you way over here. Now, we back at the house. The little girl coming in the house just cussing everybody out. Because, you know, when you got a nasty child with that has a spicy personality and behavioral problems, ain't they unattractive children? Ain't they though? I don't care how cute the baby is. Once they got a spicy personality and behavior problem, they're ugly little kids then. That's when you start finding something wrong with the kids. You look just like your daddy.
Yeah.
Sitting up here, you ugly. Sitting up in here, you look just like your grandmother. Care for her either. And she done took a little ugly out of the house insulting people like she cute. Seven-year-old little heifer got behavioral problems and a spicy personality. You can beat spice out of a child. You can kick the spice right out of their...
Yeah, come on.
You ain't got to have behavioral problems. I had... No, you be quiet, Shirley. You sit up here talking about go to therapy. I never went to therapy. I had a spicy personality and I had behavioral problems. All of it at the same time. Slick Harvey got rid of all of that. In 8-9 whoopings, I no longer had a spicy attitude.
No more spice at all.
And I didn't have no behavioral problems. Because my daddy, Slick Harvey, we ain't had no money for therapy. You're not going down there, laying on the white folk couch with no legal pad, sharing your problems. I'm going to beat your until you straighten your stupid up. Look at me now. Look at me. I had behavior problems. My aunt, I stuttered. He beat me till I started stuttering. Now, said she's done with your daughter for good. She denounced her title as the godmother of my child. Because it ain't really no title. I ain't the godmother no more. They probably glad her little ugly gone. Now we can have some party.
Oh, God. We'll be back with more of the Harvey Morning Show.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.